This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. And experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And you want to tell everybody who Larry is, in case anybody doesn't know?
How do you know? He was the highest rated voice in the history of this city.
Well, when we were kids.
When it came to radio.
And Larry is a wonderful
guy.
Still
to this day.
Wonderful guy. Well, people aren't looking at older ratings right now.
It's not. You don't have to look. I mean, when you set the gold.
Larry was a phenomenal disc jockey in town for a long time.
He set the gold standard.
With a great mustache.
Oh, excellent man. I run into him.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Phelps here. Andy Baskin over there. You go to the All-Star break. Who expected this? Cavaliers with the second best record in the NBA at the All-Star break. They're 44-10. Oklahoma City's 44-9. So, you know, if they had played one more, maybe they lost and the Cavs are tied. But at the All-Star break, Cavaliers have played 54 games. They have a 5.5-game lead over the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. They're 8 games up on the Knicks. They're 13.5 games up on the fourth-place team. That's the Indiana Pacers. What's going to happen here? Cavs are going to be the number one seed in the East. At worst, I would think the number two seed in the East. Things are looking good.
8 nationally televised games coming up.
They deserve some praise. And by golly, we're just the guys to give it to them.
Baskin and Phelps present the We're 66.9% Through the Cavalier Season Awards.
Now,
the what?
Full disclosure.
Why can't we just be the 70%? Why can't we
full
just round
disclosure.
It up? Wow.
When I did this, I wrote down exactly what they were. And then when I asked Dan if Ted could put something together for us, and Ted did a great job as he always does, I said 66.9%. It's actually their 65.9% of the season.
I'm done. See ya.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you smarter? Anybody smarter?
I don't
know.
Wait,
moment of the show?
That was really sweet, Ted. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor.
They're 65.9% of the way through the season. You know, we could have made it the pre-All-Star break awards, but, you know, that's not as much fun.
Are we good with this, with the All-Star break being at 65%?
Well, it's been that way forever. So.
I know, but should it be? Should it be at the 50%?
Yeah, it's probably not a bad way to go.
At 65 rather than 50?
Give them, let them regroup and then the big push for the playoffs.
I wish we were doing the all four nations basketball tournament this weekend rather than this All-Star thing.
So let's get started with the awards.
Okay.
The way to go along with the program award goes to... Tim Pinero, the drama is building. There it goes. This, I wish it had a cymbal crash and said it's a strong finish. Goes to Donovan Mitchell. Donovan was asked to do less individually this year, was he not? Leading to a more team approach.
Yes.
Well, his minutes are down 4 per game. His points are down 2.5 to 24. It's his lowest scoring average since his third NBA season. Rebounds and assists are down. Wins are up. So it might not be that case. The wins might not be up if Donovan Mitchell hadn't bought into this thing, Andy.
Correct.
Mike doesn't like me. Correct.
It does if we push the button, which we both forget to do.
Who's worse?
Jeff is worse.
All right. to win.
I will say that. Jeff is worse.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The fun part for you is when you start, you keep going, you just and you keep going, and we're like, Mike.
So Donovan is the award winner for the way to go along with the program.
Congratulations. Donovan Mitchell could not be with us here today, but ready for the All-Star game, and he just wanted to say thank you to all the Cavs fans.
Do you like the way that he's backed off a little bit?
Yes,
and the
I
team
do.
Is better?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the way they move the basketball. It's fun to watch this team. You're not stuck. The ball doesn't stick. It's not everyone looking to play hero ball. It's enjoyable basketball to watch and entertaining, and they're winning. That's what makes it even more entertaining.
There it is. The next award, Dano, hit it. The I knew I could do this if I could only stay healthy and get some playing time award goes to Ty Jerome. The Cavaliers are Ty Jerome's fourth NBA team. He's never played more than 48 games in a season for a variety of reasons. Number one, injuries. Number two, he was just stuck on the bench. He played in only two games last year with the Cavs because of injury. But this year, career high 50 games already for Ty Jerome. He's already hit his career high in games. And he's averaging a career high 11.4 points per game. Career high in field goal percentage, three-point percentage. But he was out last night with a calf injury. Tell me that's not a sign of things to come, Andy.
This is Ty Jerome's first award. The last 2 years on other teams, he has been a runner-up.
He's not able to accept the award because he's nursing the calf injury? Is that what's going on?
But we do not want to give out inside information about a guy, especially when it comes to injuries, and we're better said not saying anything about that.
He's been
a nice thing.
He's been really good. Now, Kenny Atkinson had a little history with him from Golden State. Maybe Kenny's brought that out of him. Maybe it's just health that's brought it out of him. Maybe it's health and opportunity combined. Regardless, Ty's been really good. And I don't want to think about this team moving forward if he has any injury issues, because he's been the key guy coming off the bench in the backcourt. And especially now that Caris LeVert's not here, he's the key guy in the backcourt.
Ty Jerome will be remembered for those first half accolades over the last couple months for his 20-point performances back-to-back against Miami and Atlanta.
He's been awesome. I hope he stays healthy. He's been great off the bench. I think, didn't they say something like he was one of those guys that like they kind of like lit a fire under after like an Olympic type of thing and were like, hey, you could do this here. You could do this elsewhere. I thought I read that somewhere. I could be off base.
11.4 points per game. So he's been really, really good. And he's fun to watch. He really is. I think he's really fun to watch play.
Passer as well.
Should he be better known for back-to-back 20-point nights and victories or a 33-point night against Philly in a loss?
Should be best known for being the key guy off the bench in the backcourt. He allows Darius Garland to play off the ball sometimes, and he takes the ball handling pressure off of Donovan Mitchell as well. So
I like the victory one better.
I think he's done really well.
He's done this twice. He had almost a 30-point game against New Orleans and then against Toronto earlier in the year in November, where he went 29-26. Ty Jerome, ladies and gentlemen.
Next. It's the Trust Your Eyes, Not My Stats, I Really Have Improved Award. It goes to Evan Mobley. Now,
Evan
yes.
Evan is an NBA All-Star as he walks up to the podium.
Evan's scoring is up. There is no question about that. He's up 3 points a game, which is really good. One thing that's kind of interesting about Evan is the scoring is up and his shots aren't really up that much. Because in his first 2 years, he averaged 12 shots per game. Last year, 11.1. This year, just 12.6. So it's not like he's suddenly taking 15 shots a game. But his scoring is up 3 points per game, which is really good. His rebounding, assist, field goal percentage, all down slightly. That's interesting to me. His three-point percentage is up a little bit. So though his scoring's up, some other things are down. But if you just watch him play, he's a more confident player. He's a more aggressive player. He's doing different things offensively on the floor. And credit to Kenny Atkinson for bringing that out of him. Kenny said when he got the gig, one of my key duties here is to unlock Evan Mobley. And I think he's done that.
Evan's brother Isaiah is currently playing for the Delaware Bluecoats of the G League.
Quick Evan Bully stockholders meeting?
Sure.
Oh, it's up, baby.
It's up.
Oh, it's up, baby. Yeah. We're doing pretty good.
He looks pretty good. He looks like a guy who's figured out that he needs to play with a little more aggressiveness and a little more confidence, and I think he's done that.
Wholeheartedly agree, and he is moving towards that place where we thought he was going to be in the beginning of his career.
Yeah. The only thing
you just have to give him a little more time. That's all. He's going to get bigger and better.
I'm going to be the old guy with the short shorts, the rec specs on, running around in the sleeveless t-shirt for a second here.
Will Ferrell playing for the Flint Tropics?
Can we work on that free throw percentage?
Yeah.
That's my only complaint. Is it's like, can we get that free throw percentage a little bit higher?
There are a lot of guys who don't shoot free throws beautifully.
I 100% know that that's...
He's at 75%. If he can get it up to 85%, 82%, because he's going to go to the free throw line a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it could be a weapon for him.
Get those free points.
So it's
go take the free points.
It's not a bad idea.
That's all I got. All right. That concludes the stockholders meeting. Please enjoy the Lemon Squares coffee and other cookies in the back.
You know, Lemon Squares are good.
Are we really My going wife to makes sit the here best and debate lemon squares. Lemon Squares versus maybe, I don't know, an apple turnover?
No, well.
Apple turnover wins all day.
The Good to Have You Back Award goes to one man in particular. Darius Garland.
Did he go somewhere other than the fact that he
went to the kitchen table and had a straw in his mouth. He played only 57 games last year.
He was here.
He missed most because of the broken jaw. Yeah, is the guy really here if he's sitting there drinking through a straw and saying, "Hi, everybody, it's really good to see you." I don't think he's here. This year he's already played in 52 games, and he's averaging a career high in points, 21.8 points per game. He is shooting a career best, 49.9%. Now, think about that. This dude's hitting almost 50% of his shots, and he doesn't just take, like, you know, five-footers. And he's at 43.8% career high on three-pointers. Darius Garland is back. He's playing, I think, the best basketball of his career right now.
He is also this year's award winner. I can't believe you're taking that show! Oh, it went in! Award.
He's the guy... I had somebody call a couple of weeks ago and say, if you had to have one of the Cavs take a shot to win a game, you needed a shot, who would it be? And I said, Darius Garland. And he said, that's right. And I said, if I needed a basket, I'd take Donovan Mitchell. What did I mean by that? It means if you've got a chance to take a shot and not much more time than that, I'm giving it to Darius. If I need somebody to draw a foul to, you know, force the issue and get a basket, I'm probably taking Donovan. But I don't think there's any question Darius is the best shooter on the team.
I actually agree with you on that, too. It's kind of it's like if you have less than 3 seconds kind of deal, right? Mm-hmm. And you need someone to heave one up, you would rather have him do it. But if you knew you could set up a play, you would go to Donovan?
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Right. One more before we put off two big awards for later.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, the next segment, two big awards coming up. But right now, we have one more to go. This is Andy's favorite guy of the day.
Oh, good.
The This Still Beats Real Work Award goes to Tristan Thompson.
Tristan is better known for aggravating the entire Toronto Raptors bench last night in an unnecessary dunk with time running out and the game just... winding down to 0-0.
Tristan is... He seems like he's been around forever, right?
Yes.
Well, he has, but he's still only 34 years old.
These are long years.
He's still only 34 years old, but he's playing only under 8 minutes a game. He's averaging a career-low 1.6 points per game. But he appears to be loving life, he's having a blast, and he brings home over $3.3 million this year. Tristan, the NBA a great league or what, huh?
Tristan was the first recipient of, I don't know if I'm right-handed or left-handed award, given back, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
10 years.
Whatever.
Yeah, 1.6 points per game. He's not playing much. He's aggravating people. Did you see Donovan Mitchell after he threw down the dunk? Donovan was walking off the floor. I saw it on the Toronto broadcast.
Oh, you did?
Donovan had his hands on his head like, oh, boy. But it still beats real work.
I can tell
good
you,
work if you can get it for 3.3 mil. Way to go, Tristan. I'm proud of you, buddy.
DeAndre Hunter's only been on this team for two games, and he was jogging down to try to make sure that everything was good during
that's
the
fight. Great.
Man, I got to tell you. That
either that or he's jogging down to the tunnel to get out because that's where the locker room was.
No, that's not why.
Okay.
You can see what was going on.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. We have two more awards to give out.
Oh, outstanding.
They're biggies. They involve most valuable. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Baskin and Phelps present the We're 66.9% Through the Cavalier Season Awards.
Yeah, actually, I screwed up. When I wrote it down, it was 65.9. It's actually 65.9. But I asked Dan to ask Ted to put that together, and I said it's 66.9. So I screwed up. Sorry, everybody.
Jeff, I'm going to be honest with you, and I know sometimes it's hard to hear the truth. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want a phone call. So your math is wrong. I'm just going to go ahead. My math was right. My speaking was wrong.
If someone
my memory was wrong.
Would have called, tweeted, emailed, texted, used a carrier pigeon to send that our way. The only response you should have to any of that is you need to go outside. Like, you need to go get a hobby.
Go get a life.
Or maybe you've used too many red pens in your life.
That could have been. Yeah. It could have been.
Fair? Is that a fair assessment?
We've given away a number of awards so far. I'll give you the quick review for the first 65.9% of the season awards. The Way to Go Along with Program Award went to Donovan Mitchell. The I Knew I Could Do This If I Could Only Stay Healthy and Get Some Playing Time Award went to Ty Jerome. The Trust Your Eyes, Not My Stats, I Really Have Improved Award, Evan Mobley. The Good to Have You Back Award, the No Longer Eating Through a Straw, Darius Garland. The This Still Beats Real Work Award went to Tristan Thompson. That brings us to a very critical award. It's the MVP.
Ah!
But it's not the Most Valuable Player Award.
What?
It's the Most Valuable Person Award. And it goes to the coach. Kenny Atkinson, take a bow.
Congratulations. This is Kenny's first time being nominated.
Extra applause. I think you need even more applause for him. He's been great. Okay. Thank you. Calm down, everybody. Cavs needed a better offense, right, Andy?
They did.
So much so they fired a head coach who had them improving every year.
They needed chemistry.
I think they had chemistry. They didn't have an offense. Their offense stunk.
Don't you feel like part of this is, if all the pieces were there and the offense stunk, they needed chemistry.
No, I think they had.
No, I'm right. I feel right about this.
Well, it's your opinion that you're right, and that's good.
And your opinion
you've got to believe.
That, yeah.
My opinion is they had chemistry. They didn't have an offensive system that put anybody in a place to be really good. Kenny's done that. He's brought in a better offense. The other thing about this, I think he also seems to have the entire team extremely enthused. Now, you know, winning does that.
Mm.
He has the whole team enthused about the style of play. And I think that's critical. And they're pumped. They're playing really good basketball. And I think they're playing a real enjoyable brand of basketball. So mission accomplished so far for Kenny Atkinson. He's done exactly what it was they wanted him to do when they fired J.B. Bickerstaff, who did a nice job here. And we're looking for something else. And Kenny's come through.
Shouldn't you give the – I don't know if you're, what the next award is, because obviously you these were sealed – by
they
the
were
law
sealed.
Firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Yeah.
So don't you think the front office deserves a little credit, too? I mean, they stood by their guns to make sure that the only thing they really changed was a draft pick and a head coach.
Yeah.
And while everyone on the outside is saying, what is this team doing? I don't understand. Can a coach really make that big of a difference? Those guys stood by their guns, and they said, no, we're just going to change coaches, and we think we have – assembled the right team.
I think that makes sense.
Cavaliers, assemble.
Remember one thing. Take a look at the great NBA teams over, you know, history.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them who ended up winning were together for a while.
Are we smelling Phil Jackson right now? And what he was able to do in Chicago?
I think that was just Phil, in, you know, from back in the day.
Well, he spends a lot of time in Montana, so. It's kind of that.
It could be.
It's that natural air.
From North Dakota.
Yeah.
So that
it's all
may,
big sky,
maybe,
baby.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, the front office was patient, and they stuck with what they had because they believed in it, and I think that was really good. We have one more award to give out.
Oh, good.
Yep, just one more.
All right.
The runner-up for the Most Valuable Person Award goes to Cavs Athletic Trainer Steve Spiro.
Oh,
Steve, by the way, one of the truly nice guys you're ever going to come across. Steve's a terrific guy. But here's why Steve gets this award. And hold on. Hang on a minute.
Shouldn't you have given it this way first?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We're giving this one away now.
Okay.
It's a kind of a consolation prize. But I think main reason why, Andy, I was hoping it would spur some conversation coming out of this. You ready?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I want to.
The reason Steve gets this award, the Cavs core four, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, combined, have sat out a total of just 11 games this year. That's ungodly good. And some of them have been just for rest. Okay? Games missed by injury, Evan's about the only one. Jared Allen hasn't missed a game this year. Evan Mobley's missed 6. Darius has missed 2. And Donovan Mitchell has missed 3. Well done by the athletic training staff. Well done. And Steve heads that up.
Shout out, George Seibel. Shout out.
The core four has missed a combined total of just 11 games. Now, can that continue? That's why we knocked.
We're going to give Alberto Padilla a little love, too?
Go ahead.
Okay, give him a little bit of love. Kylene Bogdan, good job. Mark Kovacs. Good job. Sports science and health. Listen to us talking about people we never talk about. Let's give them the love.
Give them the love?
Yes. Congratulations.
You forgot Derek Millender.
I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Sorry. Thank you, Derek. I didn't mean to leave you out.
There you go. Strength and conditioning coach. I think they've been ungodly fortunate with the lack of injuries to key guys. And you hope that continues. One of the reasons I think for that, not just the training, but the fact that Kenny Atkinson has watched their minutes.
Yeah.
You know, he said he was going to go 10 deep. He went 10 deep. I am curious to see what happens moving forward, because you traded two key guys who ate up a lot of minutes for you coming off the bench, Caris LeVert and George Niang. You've added one guy there who's going to eat up a lot of minutes in DeAndre Hunter. And so that's good, but you're still going to have to go a little deeper in that rotation than you went in the first part of the season. Because, you know, one of the two guys who ate up a lot of minutes is gone. And now you have one guy back. So what do you do? You know, does somebody else off that bench rotation, Andy, get more minutes? Or do you spread those minutes out among your starters? And in other words, they play more minutes late in the season. Or do you manage it and maybe play a lesser player? Or maybe a player who's just waiting for more playing time, like Jalen Tyson.
Well, you saw, I mean, it's not like, I mean, they started Max Strus last night. Man, was he hot from three-point early.
Yeah. You know what he was?
Hot.
Okay, I'll give you another thing what he was.
On fire.
Oh, my God, if I don't hit some shots and play pretty well, they're going to start DeAndre Hunter, and I really want to be in the starting lineup, so I better play well. Nothing wrong with a little motivation, is there?
Well, I mean, Hunter's still got 27 minutes.
Oh, I know.
They both got about the same.
Well, but it was a blowout, and DeAndre came off the bench. I think there's a real case to be made for DeAndre coming off the bench. And ultimately, your best five involves DeAndre Hunter with the core four. That's your best five. But I like the idea of Max starting or Dean Wade starting, if Dean's good to go. And DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench as that super sixth man. He thrived in that role in Atlanta. He had started only four games for the Hawks. Everything else was coming off the bench. And he was averaging
with
a career
big minutes.
High,
yeah.
And averaging a career high 19 points a game.
I mean, right now, well, he had 27 and 23. So what's that? 60? 50? What is that? 50? So 25 minutes a game in the two games that he's played here. Now, they've been weird because, you know, the Cavs got off to a hot start in both those. But, I mean, he's a guy that, you know,
yeah,
wasn't blinking to get 30 minutes a game in Atlanta. It was easy for him. Just going back and looking, I mean, even 3, 4, 5, I mean, between 29 minutes or more in every game going back to January 9th, where he got 27.
When they get into some more competitive games, and they will, you know, where they're not blowing somebody out early on, it'll be fun to see exactly how Kenny handles it. You know, will DeAndre Hunter get a ton of minutes coming off the bench and Max Strus doesn't get as many, or Dean Wade doesn't get as many? I would think, Andy, you want to play DeAndre Hunter. And I would think for now, I think we kind of saw something last night, because Max was not there for DeAndre Hunter's first game. He was out with injury. And then the first time that Max is good to go, Max is back in the starting lineup. So does Kenny continue with that in the second part of the season, the after the All-Star break portion? I would think yes. But watch the critical times of the game. Who's out there starting? Who's not out there starting? My guess is it's going to be Max Strus and then DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench and DeAndre playing really big minutes. Unwritten rule last night. Wasn't a good look, but was it wrong? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.